Let's go to Pennsylvania now, which in recent days has become the latest battleground in the spreading war over partisan gerrymandering in America. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court ordered Republicans who control the state legislature to redraw the Commonwealth's 18 congressional districts. Justices said the current map is contorted to give Republicans the edge in congressional races and said that Pennsylvania's map clearly, plainly, and palpably violates the state's constitution. Well, this week, Republicans went to the U.S. Supreme Court. They asked the court to step in. Justices refused. And now some Pennsylvania Republicans have suggested impeaching those state Supreme Court justices as a result of the ruling. Here's State Representative Chris Dush making the case last month.
They further do not have any semblance of authority under the contract to take on the mantle of sovereigns that is solely with the people and with the elected representatives. To attempt to do so is a prima facie evidence of an attempt to usurp the sovereignty of the people. I believe instead of just castigating this Supreme Court, I believe we should start the articles of impeachment.
With more on this case and what it means for gerrymandering in Pennsylvania and nationwide is Emily Bazelon, staff writer for the New York Times Magazine. Emily, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
We will get to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's ruling and what gerrymandering looks like in Pennsylvania, Emily. But first, Chris Dush's argument there that the justices of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court should simply be impeached rather than Republicans complying with this ruling. Is he an outlier or does this movement have any legs?
He is an outlier. I haven't seen any rush to join him among Pennsylvania Republicans. And obviously, impeachment is a strong remedy for a judicial decision that you don't like. It's also not entirely clear that Representative Dush understands how the law works here. He suggested that the court was going to draw the new districting lines itself. But in fact, what the court ordered was for the legislature to take a crack at drawing the lines. The governor would have to approve those lines. And only if that effort fails does the court appoint a special master to draw the lines. That's a pretty standard way for courts to handle redistricting disputes.
All right, so Chris Dush may be getting ahead of himself a little bit. But why did the Pennsylvania Supreme Court say that these 18 congressional districts violate the state constitution? What's wrong with them?
Well, the Pennsylvania Constitution, so right, every state has its own constitution. The Pennsylvania Constitution protects the right to vote. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said that it relied entirely on its own constitution in making this decision. A little surprisingly, the court hasn't issued a full opinion explaining its reasons. So we're a little in the dark about that. And that's a little odd, given that the initial ruling was a couple of weeks ago now. One expects that opinion any day. But it did make it clear that by February 15th, it expects a new map to be proposed by the legislature.
Well, how severe is the gerrymandering in Pennsylvania? They have 18 seats. Would Pennsylvania's delegation look significantly different without this gerrymandering, according to the courts?
Well, it could. So, right, we're talking about Pennsylvania's congressional delegation. Right now, there are 13 Republicans and 5 Democrats, even though Pennsylvania is famously a swing state, you know, tends to split down the middle for races like the president and for the governor, and did actually split down the middle when you look at all the votes for Congress in 2016. And yet you have this lopsided division. And so the redrawing of the line certainly could favor Democrats more than the current map. But, you know, Pennsylvania also has these geographical limitations. Pittsburgh and Philadelphia are where the vast majority of Democrats in the state live. And traditionally, when states draw lines, they try to keep cities more or less together. And so if the maps are drawn with that principle in mind, then I think you'd see a few of the congressional districts change in a way that would favor Democrats, but not necessarily like a huge shift that would completely transform the delegation.
Well, those shifting districts could be important in 2018 in the House. But Emily, GOP lawmakers here asked the Supreme Court to get involved, even though this is a state case. The Supreme Court refused, but partisan gerrymandering is definitely on their minds, the justices. There are cases in Wisconsin, North Carolina, Maryland. How does Pennsylvania fit into the broader legal war over gerrymandering?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is a big legal battle over partisan gerrymandering. The Pennsylvania case is now sort of set off to the side because it was a Pennsylvania court relying on the Pennsylvania Constitution. Presumably, that's why the Supreme Court didn't decide to review it along with the other cases you mentioned. And so what will happen now is that within Pennsylvania, there will be a fight and continuing effort to work out their congressional districting lines. And in the meantime, the Supreme Court has cases from Wisconsin and Maryland before it. Presumably, we'll have a big ruling from the Supreme Court about partisan gerrymandering probably in June. And then the last part of this has to do with North Carolina, where the Supreme Court this week partially blocked a new map drawn there that affected the lines for the General Assembly elections in 2018. And so there will be continuing questions about that map, and the Supreme Court is now going to review that as well.
Well, but Emily, we're talking about the legal rulings. We have to talk about politics here because Democrats need 24 seats to regain control of the House in Washington. Historically, that's a long shot, but poll numbers suggest a Democratic wave in 2018. We don't know yet, but if more seats are in play with maps being redrawn in Pennsylvania and other places, what could that mean in the final analysis and Democrats' bid to try to take over?
Well, there's no question this is hugely important for all the reasons you just said, and it could determine the outcome of who's in control of the House. When every seat matters, then how lines are drawn and these questions about gerrymandering become incredibly important.
And looking across a big state like Pennsylvania with 18 seats in play, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Maryland, Pennsylvania is not alone. Their voters go to the polls and there will be plenty of voting. But if those districts change, there could be a lot more seats up in play than we previously thought.
That's right. And historically, what we've seen is a trend toward less and less competitive districts, right? Fewer and fewer, where partisan divides have become stronger. Republicans or Democrats tend to win by lopsided majorities in more places. But if states are forced to draw lines that don't have all this partisan gerrymandering, there will be more competitive elections for both Congress and state races. And that could be very healthy for the democracy.
And we'll see what the effect is on 2018 as well. Emily Bazelon, staff writer for The New York Times Magazine. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.